USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is marking International Women's Day by touting two female nominees for four-star commander status.
We need little girls and boys, both, who have grown up dreaming of serving for their country to know this is what generals in the United States Armed Forces look like. This is what vice presidents of the United States look like.
During a White House ceremony, the president touting the accomplishments and leadership of women in the military. The House plans to hold a final vote on the coronavirus relief package Wednesday morning at the latest. That's what Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters, adding it depends on when they get the bill from the Senate. Pelosi saying she's confident more Democrats will vote for the bill despite changes made by the upper chamber. President Biden says once he has the bill, he'll sign it immediately. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There are now more than 29 million coronavirus cases in the United States. According to Johns Hopkins University, the death toll is above 525,000. Worldwide, there are around 117 million cases and more than 2.5 million deaths. Tragedy strikes at an Ohio fraternity. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Araki has the details.
An Ohio college student hospitalized by an incident of alleged fraternity hazing has died. Bowling Green State University student Stone Fultz died Sunday after being hospitalized last week because an alleged hazing incident involving a large amount of alcohol consumed in a short time at an off-campus event. The 20-year-old sophomore business student was a pledge with the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity. The university has placed its chapter on the fraternity on administrative leave while the incident is under investigation. In a statement, BGSU President Rodney K. Rogers said the university mourns Fultz's tragic loss and shares and his family and friends' sorrow.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers in New York are calling for embattled Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign.
37 New York lawmakers want Governor Cuomo to resign, and 10 have called for his impeachment. The embattled governor is being accused of leading more than 15,000 people to their deaths by mandates. He's also accused of a cover-up by hiding the number of actual deaths. A fourth and fifth woman has now come forward accusing Governor Cuomo of sexual harassment. Most of the women are former aides to Cuomo. The Democrat governor denies wrongdoing. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new public opinion strategies poll found that 65% of Americans think corporate America is taking political correctness too far. The poll comes after Disney fired Gina Carano, eBay stopped selling Dr. Seuss books, and Hasbro dropped Mr. from the Mr. Potato Head toy until bringing it back after scrutiny. The study was conducted by the Daily Wire between February 26th and March 3rd. And finally, a wayward cat is back home after disappearing more than 4 years ago. Nova vanished from her owner's home in New Jersey late in 2016, but was recently found by a volunteer for the Pittsburgh shelter Animal Friends. They scanned for a microchip, and the owner, who now lives in Massachusetts, reunited with Nova earlier this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.